Log Talk Radio.
Yes, shalom, Chaberim. Shalom, yes, I. Good evening, good evening. Here, the Rastafari podcast here for Wednesday Wisdom. Wednesday Wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday right here. Here for the middle of the Shavuah, the middle of the week, the middle of the sabbatical, the middle of the strong right here, here, here. Wednesday Wisdom, the Rastafari Wednesday podcast.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So here we're at the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and here for the Gregorian January 26th, here 2022. According to the royal order, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 138. So here we're at the fourth day. We have the fourth aliyah here for this 18th sabbatical study known as Mishpatim, the judgment right here. But as we move forward, just to reflect on where we've been, the 17th sabbatical study is very intimately connected right here, Yitro, Jethro. Also, the theme and the subject matter we have touched on briefly, the Anshei Chayil, the Anshei, the men of Anashim, from Enosh, Enosh, Mortu Man, Anshei Chayil, the men of power, Chayil, as in highly, the men of ability. First, we have that, according to our studies in the first book of Moshe and Shemot, and then right here, we have it also in Exodus, the men of power and the connection with the Shoftim, the ancient system of the Shoftim, the shepherd rulers, the shepherd kings, the ancient system of administration, right, of justice is what Moses' Chotino, his father-in-law Jethro, suggests to him, and how this is built up even more right here as we get into Mishpatim, as we get into the judgments that are being set before the Bnei Yisrael. So I'd like to ride up with that as well, the audio from the previous, the 17th, the audible. Who be Anshei Chayil, the able men, the men of power, and Yitro and Jethro's advice to Moses, to Moshe, his advice to his son-in-law concerning the Anshei Chayil, and bringing out the Chayil as in Chayla, the Chayil, the power here in the So first things first, we have the evening psalm, the standing psalm here for the fourth day, for the midway day of the Shavuah. Here, we have Psalm 94.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, I. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Chant right there, there. Oh, so I was reasoning with the mic on, mic actually on the mute. Apologies there. Today's daily psalm, just to see the interconnection as John is causing I and I to see even a little more clearly, you know, and going over the studies. So in the daily psalm, right, today's daily psalm is 138, and we have the standing psalms. So the standing psalm for the midway day, the fourth day of the Shavuah, as I and I should know as we grow, is Psalm 94. And it's interesting why that psalm. It's a kind of a different psalm, right, in the middle of the Shavuah, in the middle of the week. There was that verse that we just heard right there, where it speak about how they frame what? They frame mischief, right, speaking about the framing of mischief. Right, the framing of mischief by a law. That's in verse 20. It says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? That frameth mischief by a law. Right. Now here we have the revelation, right, to the Bnei Yisrael of their own law, right? Of their own law, coming out of a situation of kind of captivity, you know, coming out of a situation such as Mitzrayim. They are now given, here we have the birth of a nation. Just put it like that, the birth of a nation, the groundation for the birth of a nation. Now, in Psalm 94, which is the evening psalm appointed for the fourth day, verses 12 and 13, also there's a reference to law. In verse 12, it says, in verse 12, well, verse 11, the whole psalm, actually, in verse 11, 12, and 13, where it says, Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. Now, even the idea of chasteness and chastisement, that's one way of translating the very same Hebrew word or the Hebrew sense. It could be translated as disciplinist, right? So it's chastisement and there is discipline. So both of them are contained in the same Hebrew word, right? So when you hear chastisement, think of also discipline, right? There's discipline like if you have children or if you're in a position of responsibility, you may discipline ones, right, gradually, but if the waywardness continues, you might step it up. It might seem like chastisement, but it's basically discipline. Here, it says, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, who disciplinest and chastenest, right, O Jehovah, and teaches him out of Torah Teka. In the Hebrew, Torah Teka, the I, male, Torah, directions, instruction. Verse 13, for what reason? Brings out even the reason. That, so that thou mayest give him rest. Give him rest from the days of adversity. So in the days of adversity, right, those who are instructed in Yahweh is still adverse day. Right. But they have rest. They have that peace and heart and mind and they can overcome until the pit be digged for the wicked, for the ratchet. Now, as we scroll forward right here, it says, for Jehovah will not cast off his people. Jah people, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Bais Yisrael, have cast off Jah, have cast off his direction, instruction, and followed in the ways of the heathen. That's where the verse in verse 20 where it says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee that framest mischief by a law? So it's whose law, whose Torah, whose direction, instruction is it really? It says right here, for Jehovah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake or leave his inheritance. His people have left their divine, have left God's divine heritage. They've left their own, I, our people, right? From such a time, now it's I decision. What will we choose? Many are called, few are chosen. Verse 12, we move from verse 11, 12, 13, 14 here, verse 15. But judgment shall return to righteousness. So here we're at this 18th sabbatical study that is called Mishpatim. In the Hebrew, there's a definite article, and the definite article matters. It's ha, ha. Ha means the, ha mishpatim, ha mishpatim, which means the, right, the judgments. But judgment shall return to righteousness. So very interesting, we have the sense of judgment. So to clarify some words that in the KJV get really mistranslated, or sometimes, you know, like one word is translated for the next. So what we're going to do right here as we ride up, I'm going to seek to share that Anshei Chayil audio from the previous, because it's important that ones and ones at least get to hear and it be out there on the record, so that even if ones here and don't get it now, hopefully they might get it. Ones and ones might get it later on, right? Hopefully get it before it is too late. So here, let's see what actually the, wow, I'm looking at the Hebrew here, and they kind of inverse the translation. Kamishpat, more correctly, as judgment, and we have tzedek as right and righteousness, as in Malachiah tzedek or Melchizedek, tzedek and tzedek. Here from the Sefer Tehillim, the Wednesday today here for the Wednesday Wisma, right? It says here in the Hebrew, Ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat. Now KJV brings out this particular phrase in the evening psalm for this Wednesday. Brings it out right here. Just going from scripture to scripture. This is what it says about rightly dividing the word of truth. Right here. Here, verse 15, it says, "But judgment shall return to righteousness." Really, it should say, "But righteousness shall return." Wow. To judgment, but righteousness shall return to judgment. Here, there's a here, the Hebrew right here, ki, for, ad, ki, ad, serek, ki, for, ad, serek. Ad is like going to, like reaching to, extending to, right? Serek would be like that which is right in the sense of righteousness, right? That which is right in the sense of righteousness. Yashuv, to turn. Teshuva, to have a turn or repentance. Yashuv, to return. Mishpat, to return. Judgment. Ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat. For to righteousness, turning. Judgment for righteousness. Here they have it as for right shall return to justice. But a sense of mishpat. Here a footnote on mishpat here from today's psalm, mishpat in the singular, mishpatim in this 18th sabbatical study, judgments. Here mishpat, the administration. How is HaTorah administered? Like one ministers, right? To administer. Administration and ministration, right? How is the Torah, the direction, instruction, administered or ministered, right? Here, it will again be governed by justice. So justice, another way of bringing out verse 15, for justice shall return to judgment. Another way of bringing out this verse, Psalm 94, verse 15. For judgment, tzedek, shall return, yashuv, right, And see, right here, let me read this over again right here. Hekiad, for to righteousness, Yashuv turn mishpat, for right shall return to justice. For right shall return to justice. The overall idea is not like under these iniquitous laws, and the same psalm brings that out in the 20th verse, where it says, for they frame mischief by a law. And thus we have at this midway day, the middle of the week, as it says, the Messiah will be cut off in Daniel's prophecy in the middle of the week. So much about the middle of the week. We have this kind of a change in step where we have a psalm of vengeance, of the divine judgment, the divine vengeance. Yes, sir. Said death to black and white down presser. Yes, I don't get caught up in this world flesh, satanic seclorum. So therefore, we need the men of the power, right? The Anche Haya. Going to ride up more right here, here, here with the... as a kind of a segue as we are growing in grace right here, just to connect the dots.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Who be the Anshe Chaya? Yes, by the able man right here, here, here.
All right, let's speak a little bit on the Anshe. Anshe Chaya. Who are the Anshe Chaya? So here in the second and third Aliyah, the third, second and third up offering readings for Shabbat Yitro. All right, let's speak a little bit on the Anshe Chaya. Who are the Anshe Chaya? So here in the second and third Aliyah, the third, second and third up offering readings for Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. We have a terminology called in the Hebrew the Anshe Chayim, the Anshe Chayim, right? Or the Anshe Chayim, or the men, it's translated as the men of power, right? The men of power, or in some cases it's brought out even more like the men of ability, the men of ability. And I think if we're correct, we first find that mentioned, right? We first find that mentioned within HaTorah concerning the good Pharaoh, right? There was a good Pharaoh during the time of Yawasa, of Ayusif, the time of Yosef, of Afnat Payank, right? Paneach, the Ankh is there, Hebraically speaking, within the name that Yosef or Joseph was given by, we say, the good Pharaoh during the time of Yosef, as we have in the beginning of Shemot or Exodus, where it says, and there arose a king who did not know, right, who did not know Joseph. So the king who did know Joseph, okay, here it goes right here. We're in Genesis XLVII. That is Genesis 47, right, 47. And it is right around verse, this chapter right here, in the connection with Anshe Chaya. This phrase, it appears in Jethro's. Jethro gave counsel and advice to his son-in-law, right? Although Moses is not referred to as son-in-law, instead Yitro, whom this Torah portion is named after, is called Moses' father, right-in-law, or Moses' chotein, Moses' father-in-law. Now, when it said right over here, let's see if we can get this part right here. It was in the second and third Aliyah. It was when Jethro begins on verse 13 in Exodus, in Exodus 18:13, it says, and it came to pass on the morrow, why he, mi machorat, and it came to pass on the morrow, why yeshev Moshe, that Moses sat lishpot to judge et ha'am. Moses sat to judge the people. Why yeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am? Why ya emod ha'am? And the people stood al Moshe. Stood like opposite in a sense of Moses, stood about Moses, al Moshe, or even in a sense it can be against Moses, mina ha bokera ad ha arev, right? From morning to even or evening. Wayarit, and he saw Wayarit Chotein Moshe, and Moses' Chotein, or speaking of Yitro, Jethro. So the Torah portion is Yitro, so concerning Jethro. Who is Jethro? And what is in the name Yitro? Right here, Moshe's father-in-law, also known as the Chotein Moshe, he saw Vayar Chotein Moshe, and Moses' father-in-law saw Etakol Asherhu Olse La'am. He saw all that he did to the people. Vayomer, and he said, Ma Hadavar Hazeh. What is this thing? What is this Davar? Ma hadabar hazeh, what is the thing this? Literally, what the thing, the davar. Now, it's interesting, the beginning was hadavar, and the davar was with Elohim, and the davar was Elohim. Here, we have the word davar, hadavar, where in this sense it means what is the saying or what is the matter. Vayomer, vayomer, ma hadavar hazeh, asher ata osel ha'am, madua ata yosheva le vadeka, vekol ha'am nitzav aleka, min boker ada arev, from morning to evening that they're saying about you, what is this thing that you're doing to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? Why are you sitting by yourself? Madua, that word madua, from the root to know, da'a, yada'a, yada'a, in this sense, madua, like almost like what to know, like cause me to know, like I'm really saying, I don't understand, it brings up that sense, but often it's translated as why, right? But cause me to know, like why, madua. Madua, ata, you male. Madua, ata, Yoshev, le vadeka, v'kol ha'am nitzav aleka. Mina, boker ada, arev, from the morning to the evening. You're sitting by yourself and you're judging all of this. This was Moshe's regular, you could say, daily practice. All right? This was his daily practice. And some say even if this happened before the revelation on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, he would have to adjudicate civil disputes. You know, people got their issues. People got their, you know, like we have within the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, like the Complaints and Grievances Committee, like all their complaints and grievances that he sat to judge or to adjudicate all of their complaints and grievances before Moses, right, as before a king. This is why it says, like, he was king in Yeshurun from Yashar, the upright. That Moses, right, as a king would adjudicate, you know, even from the Ethiopian Hebrew court, the Chilo, but in a sense, he was seated to judge. They waited until he finished transacting public business and discussing matters with the leading men. So he was discussing with the leading men, with the people, with others, from morning, min boker, from the boker to the arev, right, or some say the erev, from boker to erev, to the arev, to the dusk or the evening time. He was continuously occupied and preoccupied in dispensing justice single-handedly, in a single-handed judicial combat, right, but single-handedly. This is why the emphasis here, levadeka, or as you say, levado, concerning he who be, who he be, alone, right, but by himself, levadeka, by yourself. By yourself you're doing it. You're doing this all by, this teaches that when a judge gives